Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day, the podcast that helps you start your day with faith, strength, and purpose. I'm truly glad you're here today, wherever you're listening from, at home, in your car, on a walk, or preparing for work. Thank you for taking a few moments to align your heart with God. Today's devotional topic is growing through spiritual discipline. And our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, which says, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." In his book, Atomic Habits, author James Clear shares the story of the British cycling team. For nearly 100 years, the team had almost no success in international competitions. They struggled to win races and rarely stood on the podium. Then a new performance director named Dave Brailsford came in with a different philosophy. Instead of chasing dramatic overnight success, he focused on small disciplines and tiny improvements. He called it the aggregation of marginal gains. They adjusted tiny details, improving sleep habits, refining training routines, paying attention to nutrition, practicing consistently, and maintaining strict daily discipline. At first, the changes seemed small and insignificant, but over time, those disciplines produced extraordinary results. The British cycling team went on to dominate the Olympics and win multiple Tour de France titles. What changed? Not talent, not opportunity, discipline. And that brings us to a powerful spiritual truth today. Growth in the Christian life also comes through spiritual discipline. Spiritual discipline simply means consistently practicing habits that strengthen your relationship with God. Prayer, studying the Word, worship, obedience, self-control. These practices may not always feel exciting in the moment, but over time, they shape our character and deepen our faith. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7-8, "Train yourself to be godly, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things." Did you notice the word train? Training requires discipline, and discipline produces growth. Let me ask you something this morning. What spiritual habit is God inviting you to strengthen right now? Is it consistent prayer? Is it spending time in the Word daily? Is it learning to trust God in difficult seasons? Sometimes we want instant spiritual maturity, but God often works through daily discipline. There are hidden blessings in discipline. The writer of Hebrews reminds us, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time." Yes, discipline can be uncomfortable. Waking up earlier to pray may feel difficult. Choosing forgiveness instead of bitterness may feel hard. Resisting temptation may require strength. But here is the promise. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of peace, a harvest of spiritual strength, a harvest of righteousness. And here's a word of encouragement for someone listening today. Every small act of faithfulness you practice today is building a stronger tomorrow. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 reminds us, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So don't give up. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep showing up. God is working through your discipline. Time for reflection. Take a moment to reflect. What spiritual discipline has God been nudging you toward? What one small step can you begin today? Remember, transformation doesn't usually happen in one moment. It happens through faithful moments repeated daily. Actions for the day. Here is a simple action step for today. Choose one spiritual discipline to intentionally practice today. could be spending 10 focused minutes in prayer, reading one chapter of the Bible, writing down three things you're grateful for, encouraging someone with a word of faith. Small disciplines lead to great spiritual growth. In conclusion, as we conclude today's devotional, remember this. God is more interested in who you are becoming than just what you achieve, and spiritual discipline is one of the tools God uses to shape your life. So stay faithful, stay consistent. Your growth is happening even if you can't see it yet. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Now, wherever you are, I invite you to say this out loud with me. Today, I grow stronger in my walk with God. I choose discipline over distraction. I choose faith over fear. Every step I take in obedience produces a harvest of blessing. God is shaping my character, strengthening my spirit, and preparing me for greater things. Today, I walk in purpose, peace, and victory. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of a new day. Thank you for reminding us that spiritual growth comes through discipline and faithfulness. Help every listener today to remain consistent in their walk with you. Give them strength where they feel weak, encouragement where they feel discouraged, and wisdom to build habits that honor you. Lord, let every discipline practiced today produce a harvest of peace, righteousness, and breakthrough. We commit this day into your hands. Guide every step, protect every listener, and fill their hearts with your presence. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday Podcast devotional. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone who might need encouragement today. Your share might be the word that lifts someone's spirit. And remember, with God, every day is another opportunity to keep winning. Have a blessed and victorious day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.